This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. So if there's one major life lesson that I've picked up from all these self-help personal development books that I've read, it's this. Failure is an event. It is not an attribute. So in other words, you might make mistakes, right? But those mistakes don't make you. You make mistakes. Mistakes do not make you. I'd be a nervous wreck if I constantly reminded myself of all the mistakes that I've made in life, right? Confidence is built upon remembering your experiences of success, not by remembering your experiences of failure. So in his book, Psycho-Cybernetics, Dr. Maxwell Maltz actually sums this up really nicely. He tells us that when we first begin an undertaking, right, we're likely to have little confidence because we have not learned from experience that we can succeed. This is true of learning to ride a bicycle, speaking in public, or performing surgery. He was a plastic surgeon, by the way. It is literally true that success breeds success. Even a small success can be used as a stepping stone to a greater one. Managers of boxers are very careful to match them carefully so they can have a graduated series of successful experiences. We can use the same technique, starting gradually and experiencing success at first on a small scale. Another important technique is to form the habit of remembering past successes and forgetting failures. Remembering past successes and forgetting failures. This is the way both an electronic computer and the human brain are supposed to operate. Practice improves skill and success in basketball and golf, horseshoe pitching, or salesmanship, not because repetition has any value in itself. If it did, we would learn our errors instead of our hits. A person learning to pitch horseshoes, for example, will miss the stake many more times than he will hit it. If mere repetition were the answer to improved skill, his practice should make him more expert at missing, failing, since that is what he practiced most. However, although his misses may outnumber hits 10 to 1, through practice, his misses gradually diminish, and his hits come more and more frequently. This is because the computer in his brain remembers and reinforces his successful attempts and forgets his misses. This is the way that both an electronic computer and our own success mechanisms, he tells us, learn to succeed. But what do most of us do? We destroy our self-confidence by remembering past failures and forgetting all about past successes. We not only remember failures, we impress them upon our minds with emotion. We condemn ourselves. We flay ourselves with shame and remorse. And both are highly egotistical, self-centered emotions. And self-confidence disappears as a result. It doesn't matter how many times you've failed in the past. What matters is the successful attempt, which should be remembered, reinforced, dealt upon. Charles Kittering has said that any young man who wants to be a scientist must be willing to fail 99 times before he succeeds once and suffer no ego damage because of it. So use errors and mistakes as a way to learning, then dismiss them from your mind. Deliberately remember and picture to yourself your past successes. Everyone has succeeded sometime at something, especially when beginning a new task. Call up the feelings you experience in some past success, however small it might have been. And recalling brave moments is a very sound way, he also tells us, to restore belief in yourself. That too many people are prone to let one or two failures blot out all good memories. If we will systematically relive our brave moments in memory, we will be surprised to see we had more courage than we thought we did. So vividly remembering our past successes and our brave moments as an invaluable aid whenever self-confidence is shaken is huge. Another big idea that he shares in his book is, again, to the idea that you make mistakes and how mistakes don't make you. Right? Also, in thinking of our own mistakes or those of others, it's helpful and realistic to think in terms of what we did or did not do, rather than in terms of what the mistakes made us. Right? One of the biggest mistakes we can make is to confuse our behavior, right? To confuse yourself with the mistake that you made, right? To confuse our behavior with ourself, to conclude that because we did a certain act, it characterizes us as a certain sort of person. It clarifies thinking if we can instead see that mistakes involve something that we do, right? They refer to actions. And to be realistic, we should use verbs, right, that denote action rather than nouns denoting a state of being and describing those actions. For example, to say, I failed, right, a verb form, is to recognize an error, and it can help lead to more success in the future because you just look at it as, hey, look, I messed up, I failed, I made a mistake, but that doesn't mean that I'm a failure, right? To say I failed is to just recognize that you failed. It's to recognize an error. It can help lead to future success because you can fix it. But on the other end of the spectrum, to say I am a failure, the noun form, does not describe what you did, but what you think the mistake did to you, right? This does not contribute to learning, but tends to actually fixate the mistake and make it permanent. That's a big, big distinction right there, a huge distinction, right? To not allow your failures to define you, not allow your mistakes to define you. That will crush you if you go from I failed to I am a failure. So, you know, sometimes we torture ourselves so much over the past that we kind of squander our chances of being happy right here in the present. So today, the message of this episode is very simple. Forget about your past mistakes. Leave them where they belong. Leave them in the past. Move forward. Chart a new path for yourself, one that doesn't define you by your failures, not even by your successes, but by your willingness and your dedication to constantly and consistently grow. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.